Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. The New Testament advocates creating the sort of Christian community in which compassion is not just talked about, but actively demonstrated. In his letter to the church in Rome, Paul says that we should laugh with those who are happy and weep with those who have cause to weep. That's a challenging target for we mortals to achieve. Obviously, it asks a lot for us to empathize with others so earnestly that we allow ourselves to be drawn into their various emotional experiences. And of course, it is easier to join in the festifications. However, we often instinctively draw back when people are in pain or sorrow. Who of us knows what to say to someone who sees their life ebbing away, or when their heart is breaking because of the death of a loved one? Ironically, there is yet another side to this that we don't often think about. The sharing of life's most intense moments asks a lot not only of the one who is the friend, but also of the one who is living through the experience. Sometimes we shut the world out when significant things are happening in our lives. We may want to celebrate joy only in the company of a select few. And sometimes when we are experiencing pain and sorrow, we push people away, not because we don't need their help, but because we don't want them to see our inner struggles and uncertainties. Being part of a close community means that we are willing not only to help others, but that we are willing to allow others to help us. Great lessons are learned in this process, both by the one who has cause to weep and by the one who weeps with them. Christian community is often both a satisfying and rewarding experience and a challenging and demanding one, all at the same time. Join me next week for another segment of Like It Is.